Oh, this is a memorable moment. I'm very sorry Bill Leff is not here to say hello to one of his favorite pit bulls of comedy.
I'm the only pit bull of comedy. There's another pit bull, but he doesn't do comedy.
That's right.
I got it from you. Bobby Slayton. He'll be at Zany's Chicago tonight. Two shows in Rosemont. You know, anyway, thanks for having me, Wendy. Whoever this guy is, can go take a
break. Steve, I told you all you do is say hello
he
and just
in,
let him
run. Punches me in
you
the know, back, says, I'm sorry Bill's not here.
You know, I'm just exhausted. You know, I got here. I got up early this morning, did some more radio, and I was on one of the other shows. I'm sorry that I cheated on you guys.
I don't care.
So Mr. Beef comes over. Yeah, I try to eat very healthy. I'm not a vegan, but I try to eat healthy, and I try to stay away from beef. But Mr. Beef is a Chicago institution. So they come in with all these sandwiches. And then I'm supposed to go see my buddy Todd Stein, big restaurateur in town, for lunch. And I said, you know, look, it's 10 o'clock. I'm done with radio. I'm going to go walk around. Before I do your show, I don't want to go back to my room. I like to walk. You can't walk in L.A. There's no place to walk. So if I'm in New York, Chicago, or Boston, I walk for hours. So I walked for about a half an hour. I said, you know, I'm not going to be able to eat till later today. And I walked into the greatest place on earth, Italy, you know, Mario Batali's.
Yes.
Oh, sure, right.
It's even better than the one in New York. And nothing here is better than New York, but that is. And it's I can live in that place. I mean, the food, there were five rows of olive oil. And anyway, I said, well, I can't eat now. And then I see braised brisket meatballs. It's only 11 o'clock. So for breakfast, I had Mr. B. For a late breakfast, I had a meatball. I just been walking around for another 2 hours. I'm about to drop dead. They're going to do two shows tonight.
You know, go in the loop after the show here, because there's a new place that's open called Latinicity.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be like Italy, but with Latin food.
Oh,
so you can have a couple tamales, maybe?
No, I think I've had enough for a while. I think next week is back to L.A. It'll be kale and wheatgrass. And
you really eat kale?
You know, not on purpose.
I tried it. It's not tasty.
You know what? I'll go to Jamba Juice. I'll have these kale drinks. And if it's in with other foods, it's kind of like if lettuce and sandpaper had a baby. You know, or like tumbleweed and radicchio. It's not that good. But you know, I feel like I should eat it after eating all this other bad stuff. I mean, I can't come to Chicago or go to New York and not eat pizza and not eat this stuff. It's just great.
Do you like thick or thin pizza?
There's like one kind of pizza. It's thin.
I'm with you.
Lou Malnati numero uno garbage. It's quiche. It's lasagna.
Like that too, but my preference would be a thin. And Lou Malnati's makes a thin one.
Well, you know, that's good. But anyway, I get enough of that when I'm in New York. And listen, anyway, back to me. So, yeah, I'll be at Zany's tonight and tomorrow. Hey, let me tell you, the horrible things going on in this world. First of all, you told me you did a Skype thing with the Weather Channel. They called you this morning at 5:30.
Yes.
Talking about the storm.
Yes.
Now, every time I go somewhere, there's either some horrible natural disaster. There's always a hurricane, a storm. I was, not to make light of it, but I remember I was playing when Columbine happened. I was in Denver. When Aurora happened, I was in Denver. When the Challenger exploded, I was in Florida. Everywhere I go, there's a hurricane, there's a disaster, there's a shooting. And now I come to Chicago, and I heard the weather's been beautiful. And, yeah, it's getting cold, and it's going to snow. You think you people would have this down by now? It's your one big natural disaster is snow. And it happens every year. It happens 10 times. A year, and all of a sudden people go, what do we do? What do we, how do we prepare?
Do you have milk and bread in your hotel room just in case you run out during the snowstorm?
I've been to Chicago in the worst snowstorms you've ever had. There's no reason why I can't make it to CVS on the corner. You know? it's how you know, people are just so crippled. I see this ad on TV the other night. Dunkin' Donuts is going to deliver now. Good, you fat bastards. Now they're going to now you don't even have to burn 7 calories walking from your cubicle office across the street to Dunkin' Donuts when they'll deliver right to your house. Fat bastard.
I can't understand why Jimmy John's will deliver one sandwich. How are they making money on that?
Well, they're making money now because nobody's going to Subway, because that'll turn you into a child molester. Did you see the thing? Did you see that with Jared? His lawyer said that eating Subway turned him into a predator.
Because he was losing weight and giving up food, so he had to look for some other outlet.
Okay. Well, that's
a good defense.
Well, you know what? After what
not
I,
so good.
What I ate, the way I ate this morning, there's no chance of me ever becoming a child molester. I don't need any other outlets but my bed and a nap before my two shows tonight. And by the way, if I can get one word in, the other thing, I have to talk fast on this show because you never give me any time. You always break away to do the weather and stupid stuff. But it's good that Bill's not here because he talked a lot. I like this guy. He doesn't talk.
I'm talking in my head right now.
you know what's interesting is that I'm reading all these horrible, horrible stories. You know, what's going on? There's Paris. Now there's North Africa. You know, terrorism is something we have to learn to deal with. And what it basically comes down to is they're trying to attack places where there's large gatherings of people, which is all the more reason to come see my show. There are never large gatherings of people when I'm playing in town. So if you want to make sure you're safe during the terrorist season, you come see Bobby Slater and Zany's. There'll be nobody there. perfectly safe. A good way if you want to keep your family together this holiday season.
And Zany's two shows tonight. Which one?
Zany's
you missed
downtown.
your opportunity there. Usually you're like, two shows tonight, Zany's downtown, and then I'll be out in Rosemont tomorrow night.
Yeah, but I just realized I'm not getting a percentage of the door. I'm getting paid, so I don't really care if people come. You know, usually I plug my show because I get a percentage. I'm just getting paid no matter what. So if you don't want to come, don't come. it's a great, Zany's one of the great original comedy clubs in America. You know, there's not a lot of places left like that. Like these old spaghetti meatball joints and these little coffee shops. Like, you know, Lou Mitchell's I love. You know, the place been since the 1930s, I think.
Yeah.
You know, there's places like that to just fall by the wayside because everybody wants to go to the cookie cutter. You know, there's a Starbucks in every corner. There's a, you know, America's become so homogenized. You can't really get those classic places. Zany's is one of those joints.
You're good.
Yeah, I know, aren't I?
You're really good.
You know what strikes me, though, is it seems like
Who's talking to you? So what I'm saying, Wendy, is basically what it comes down to.
I told you I was not going to sit here for this.
Steve, come on.
No, Steve, you know what strikes me about you is that you seem to really know where you are. Like, you don't live here in Chicago, but you know all the spots. I bet you do for Boston and New York. And
well, you know, I've been coming, but you know what's interesting? I'm from New York. I've lived in L.A. for a long time. And I start out in San Francisco with Dana and Robin and Kevin Pollak. And you go back there, and I know a lot of the really great spots, but so many of them are gone. Because when I come to a town, I don't want to go to Morton's. I know they start here; it's a great steak, you know. And I want to go to Gibson's, or I want to go to a local place. And I like Rosebud, even though I know it's a chain. And I know there's Let Us Entertain You people. I mean, but these are just great places. I want to go to a place that I can't find. You know, I want to support the local business.
You want to be in the city you're in.
I want to be in the city I'm in. You know, it's getting harder and harder. You know, to find those joints.
All right, so in Rosemont, there's that outlet mall.
I love that
fashion.
Outlet mall.
I do too.
I love that mall.
Where's your favorite shop?
I don't know, but you know what I'm getting my wife for Christmas? A designer suicide vest. I'm going to get it. I'm just going to make sure when she opens her presents by the Christmas tree, I'm in the other room. I'm going to go, honey, go open that. I'm going to go to the bathroom. Let me know how you like it. If it doesn't fit, we'll get you another one.
I didn't know they had.
They have the designer suit. They have them in Beverly Hills. I'm not sure about here.
Vests Are Us. I didn't know it was outlet mall.
You know, I went to Victoria's Secret to buy her something, and the young woman behind the counter was so hot. And she says, "What do you see your wife in?" I said, "A coffin. What are you doing tonight?" See, and that's how you stay married for 28 years.
28 years.
You have to know how to talk to the ladies.
That's awesome. We have to take a quick break. He is Bobby Slayton. He's awesome, and he's here with us, 720 WGN. Bobby Slayton, go.
Yeah, well, you asked me about that.
I will ask you this question. Last time you were up in the studio, didn't you get a new pair of gym shoes?
I had it with lights in them. They were the game kicks from Skechers were based on that game Simon. Remember that?
Yes.
And shoot. Okay. But
I hated that game.
My daughter used to love the game Simon. Yeah. I told you, I was wearing them last time. And they make these shoes, and Skechers still sells with lights in them and games. And you can play that Simon-like game. And, you know, it was last year. I was in a shoe store with my wife in a Skechers store. And I said, I love these. And she said, you would never wear those. Of course I would. And the salesman said, we only make them for children. So my wife talked to somebody at Skechers and had a pair made for me. So I had to wear them. And I was on your show the last time. And not only did I talk about my Skechers, but what's very funny, a few months ago, and I'm wearing it right now, Ringo Starr did a commercial for Skechers for the Relax Fit shoe with the memory foam insole, exclusively at Skechers. And I was talking about wearing these on the radio again. I don't remember where I was. I think it was Boston or San Francisco. And Skechers heard about it. And so they asked me if I wanted to do a couple of commercials for them. And I said, sure. So I'm writing some commercials for the company. And when I started talking about the shoes that Ringo wore, I went home. My wife had heard it on the internet. She was like an iHeartRadio or something they were playing. And she bought me a set of drums for my birthday. So it's all ties together. That I wear Ringo shoes. I get drums. I wear Skechers light-up shoes. I get a commercial. And they gave me free passes to give to my favorite radio shows if you guys want a free pair of Skechers.
Yeah.
By the way, you can have Bills.
Oh, could okay? I? Thank you very much.
He's not here.
No, absolutely.
You should wear Skechers.
He wouldn't appreciate it like I do.
You do it. Yeah. Well,
I wear Skechers.
What's that?
I wear Skechers.
They're the best shoes ever with the Relax.
I'm intrigued about your whole drumming thing. Had you ever played drums before?
Yes, I used to play drums. I was never a good drummer, but I played them. And the Skechers don't help me play better, but I feel more comfortable playing them badly with the memory foam and soul. I'm a pitch man now for Skechers. But it's okay. They're going to pay me and give me free shoes. It's great. Why not?
You can't have enough shoes. I know men don't like shoes as much as women, but some men do.
I don't really care for shoes, but I love Skechers. I love them. They're the best shoes ever.
You going to wear them at Zany's?
I'm wearing them Zanies. I'm wearing them now. I don't wear the ones that light up. It's hard enough to keep people's attention. You know, somebody said to me, my wife goes, why don't you wear those on stage? You know, I did make the mistake. When my wife gave them to me, she had sent them to me. It was Valentine's Day. And I got them in the mail because I wasn't home for Valentine's Day. And I get on the plane. I open up the gift. And there I have light up shoes with flashing lights. And it caught the attention of the pilot, came out of the car. You know, you can't be wearing a time bomb looking shoe on an airplane these days. You know, when lights start going off, it looks like things are going to explode. And I had to explain their sketches. It was a true story.
Had the shoe bomber from long ago had the light up shoes, they would have said, no way is that a bomb, because what guy is going to come here with light up shoes
exactly.
and have a bomb?
Now you're giving somebody idea to have light up shoes, but they don't make them for adults, so unless you're going to get a child bomber.
You don't know anymore.
It's like that old joke, you know, those little kids in the Middle East, they blow up so quickly. You know that joke, right?
Yes.
Yes, that's a great joke. Some jokes just get better with age.
He's the pit bull of comedy. He is. Bobby Slayton appearing at Zany's Chicago tonight. You have two shows.
Yes.
You were saying off the air you don't like to eat before a show. That would stink. You feel weighted down.
You know, I'll tell you what was amazing. There used to be a place. It's gone now, right across from, it was one of my favorite restaurants in the country, a Trattoria Roma. A little teeny a place, great chicken. And right across the street. And I used to have to do. I used to play Zanies every Memorial Day weekend. It was three shows Friday night, three shows Saturday night, and two shows Sunday. So I don't know how I did this, probably because I was younger. But Friday and Saturday night before my show, I would go into Trattoria Roma. I'd have an entire bottle of wine, a big chicken and pasta dinner. And then I'd do a 7 o'clock show, a 9 o'clock show, an 11 o'clock show. Then I'd go over to Burton Place or the U.S. Blues Bar, which is now gone, and do a bottle of vodka and who knows what else I was doing in those days. So it's I'm just happy to still be alive.
And now you don't have to do three shows for the whole weekend because you have Skechers behind you.
Right. Now I can. But I'll tell you when I'm on stage, it's hard to be funny when your feet hurt, Wendy. I'll tell you that right now. It's hard. And so now when I'm up there bouncing around on stage, you know, it's great because my Skechers keeps me moving.
So Henny Youngman had Take My Wife, Please, and you've got It's Hard to Be Funny When Your Feet Hurt.
Yeah, I got a lot of things about my wife. Don't even get me started with that one. Oh, my God.
The comfort foam.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, it's memory foam.
Oh, sorry.
It's memory foam, exclusive to Skechers.
You are good.
Yeah. More toe room. And it's, it comes. Yeah, they're great shoes.
Well, may your feet be happy tonight.
No, instant comfort included. No extra charge. That's my new Skechers. That's what I'm writing for them.
And when are we going to see these on TV? Hear them on the radio?
They'll be on the radio. Yeah, they'll be
Excellent.
On the radio. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm trying to get Gene Simmons to do a commercial for them because I thought, you know, the guy will sell anything if there's enough money. And I met with him. I said, you should really do a commercial for Skechers because, you know, Demi Lovato did one and Ringo Starr did one. A lot of athletes like Sugar Ray Leonard did one and Joe Namath. And I said, you should do one. And we should say at the end of the commercial, I still want to rock and roll all night, but I want to be comfortable every day. And I thought that was brilliant.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, I have a quick Gene Simmons story. I was working on another radio station, and we were at Sam Adams Brewery in Boston.
Uh-huh.
And Gene Simmons comes by, and of course he sticks out his tongue, and everybody claps and everything. I said, really, your tongue is not that long. And I stuck my tongue out to show him, and he just walked up to me and licked my tongue. So I called my husband and said, Gene Simmons just licked my tongue. And my husband says, I don't know if I should be grossed out or think it's really cool. And I didn't know if I should feel either of those ways either.
Why don't you lick my tongue and see how you feel? And it'll bring back some memories of that fateful evening.
The memory foam.
Yeah.
I love you. It is so great
too.
To see you again. We will tell Bill you said hello.
It was so much smoother without him here, didn't it?
It was more fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You were funnier, I think.
He's Bobby Slayton. What's your website?
BobbySlayton.com.
That's amazing.
I know.
Look, and Zany's
Chicago. There's a couple
Chicago.
Getting married out there in Middle Michigan Avenue, getting their pictures taken, Bobby.
What? I wish I was rich, because I would say I'd give you $500 to just go up there and start messing with them.
I like the homeless people. You know, I buy their...
No, the wedding. There's a bride and a groom in the middle of Michigan Avenue, which is not a good place to be.
They're getting
the
picture
what?
Taken?
I'd rather be the homeless guy than get married. I'd rather be that guy sitting there talking to himself in a pile of his own urine than be that guy marrying that broad.
Bobby Slayton, two shows tonight at Zany Chicago and one show tomorrow night.
No, two shows.
Are you
Rosemont?
Two and two?
Yeah, baby.
Rosemont tomorrow night. Go shopping in between and go see both shows.
You and go buy some Skechers.
Boy, he really does have Skechers cards.
Yeah, I give him a free shoes.
What a man.
All right.
Bobby Slayton, thanks so much.
Thanks.
720 WGN.